Tuesday, July 26th, 2022. Named workout, classic CrossFit benchmark, Nancy. Nancy is 5 rounds for time of a 400 meter run and 15 overhead squats at 95 pounds for men and 65 pounds for women. The last time we did this was on September 20th, 2021. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check your time, should you have scaled it in some way, shape, or form, so you can make a good decision today. We also have as a two-person team version, and we've got other equipment conversions in case you can't run, you're going to do it on the row or the bike, etc., something like that. Nancy's a challenging workout. The overhead squat position is a very demanding position for a lot of people. This workout certainly does not need to be unbroken, that's for sure. But I would say, if you're looking for a good metric, I would want to know that an athlete is quite confident that they would do at least the first 2 rounds unbroken. You know, then maybe rounds 3, 4, and 5, the bar hits the ground or whatnot, but for the first 2, let's think that it would go unbroken, then you're probably in the good neighborhood of what's an appropriate loading for you. Now, obviously, you can say, well, you can certainly run hard enough that you have to break it up right away. So you're trying to find that wonderful balance where you're making both the running challenging and the barbell challenging. And in that beautiful symphony, that harmony, you'd be able to get the first 2 rounds of barbell work unbroken. There's a 2-person team version there as well. We've got a video showing the overhead squat. Here's some data pulled from beyond the whiteboard. Super fitness robot time for men, 13 minutes and 35 seconds or less. Women, 14 minutes, 30 seconds or less. More likely, men around 18 minutes, women around 19 minutes or less. The wild card option is just assuming that somebody really struggles with that overhead position, it's not good for them, so they're doing front squats instead of overhead squats. So 5 rounds per time, 400 meter run, 15 front squats, 95 pounds for men, 65 for women. There's also a 2-person team version of that, and we've got a video showing the front squat. Scaled option, going with the overhead squat, but we're lowering the loading. 65 pounds for men, 45 for women. We're doing 4 rounds instead of 5, and instead of doing a 400 meter run, we're just saying you're going to run for 2 minutes. You cover whatever distance you cover. You run out for a minute, you run back for 1 minute, and then you do 12 overhead squats. Or, now let's just say the overhead squat doesn't treat you well. For the scaled option, you can also do front squats if it worked well for you. And of course, we've got a 2-person team version there. For the limited equipment crew, there's 2 different options that I'm giving people because, well, one of the movements is so darn challenging that some people just can't do it, even if you're somewhat flexible, because it's so demanding. We'll get to that in a second. So the first option for the limited equipment crew is 5 rounds for time, a 400 meter run, and then you're going to do a dumbbell left arm front rack with 1 dumbbell, right arm is extended overhead. So there's a 50 pound dumbbell in each hand for men, 35 pound dumbbell in each hand for women. You would have 1 arm in the front rack position, 1 arm extended overhead. You would lunge 5 meters. You would then switch arms, the other arm goes overhead, the other arm goes to the front rack position, and you would lunge another 5 meters. You would do 5 rounds of that. There's also a 2-person team version. That's a very challenging movement, okay? But that's the more forgiving one, that I should say. The other option is the one that's profoundly demanding of flexibility, and that's doing a 1-arm dumbbell overhead squat. Whereas that first one that I just mentioned, the lunge, the athlete has a dumbbell in each hand. For this other option, the dumbbell overhead squat, you only have a dumbbell in one hand, okay? You only need 1 dumbbell. So this other option is 5 rounds for time of a 400 meter run, 8 overhead squats with the left arm extended overhead, you get a dumbbell in that hand, then you switch hands, 8 overhead squats with the right arm extended overhead. And that would be a single 50 pound dumbbell for men or a single 35 pound dumbbell for women. There's a 2-person team version of that as well. We've got videos showing both those movements. And the dumbbell squat, as always, gets it done. Super fitness robot time, for the limited equipment crew, option 1, 14:20 or less. Option 2, 17 minutes or less. More likely time, option 1, 22 minutes or less. Option 2, 25 minutes or less. No equipment workout of the day. Five rounds for time. 400 meter run, 30 air squats. Video showing the air squat. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always, dumbbell box step ups, 30 to 50 reps, alternating each time. You choose the height, you choose the loading. There's a video there. Then the other part is an either or. Either strict shoulder press or SOTS press. Both have videos and rep ranges assigned to them. The SOTS press is really challenging, even with an empty barbell, but it's a great strengthener for what will be the overhead position of the overhead squat or receiving position of a snatch. But you can also never go wrong with just some strict shoulder press. Everybody will benefit from strict shoulder press. But of course, like I said, the accessory work is always optional. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the shoulder and the hamstring stretch. Both of those have videos. Hope you enjoyed Nancy, classic CrossFit benchmark, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.